Quick rundown. 8 stories in one breath. Catherine O'Hara has died at 70. One and tributes are pouring in. Bruno Mars is the 2026 Record Store Day ambassador and is dropping a new album and a collaborations compilation. J. Cole's new album, The Fall Off, may be his swan song. Macaulay Culkin posts an emotional tribute to O'Hara. Bruce Springsteen shows up in Minneapolis for a national shutdown protest with Tom Morello. The Real Housewives of Orange County hits season 20 with cast shakeups. A piece celebrating black women in EDM spotlights Pink Pantheress and 2025 projects. And Dutch filmmaker Tom Fassert premieres Between Brothers, a personal documentary about family secrets.
That's our lineup. Stay with us. We'll unpack each story, what it means to fans and culture, and why you should care. First up, Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara, 71 years old, gone. The news hit hard this week. Her manager confirmed her passing, and the reaction across Hollywood was immediate. Martin Scorsese called her a comic genius. Colleagues from SCTV, Christopher Guest's mockumentaries, and Schitt's Creek shared heartbreak and gratitude. She built a career across decades. Beetlejuice, Home Alone, Christopher Guest films like Best in Show, and then that late career renaissance as Moira Rose on Schitt's Creek.
Right. The tributes tell you the story. Seth Rogen, Dan Levy, Amy Sedaris, Pedro Pascal, Lily Tomlin, and many more remembered her warmth and generosity. People kept mentioning how she could be uproariously funny and deeply humane in the same moment. She won an Emmy for Schitt's Creek and then kept taking surprising roles, The Studio, The Last of Us, showing she wasn't a one-note performer but a true chameleon.
There's a personal note here, too. Macaulay Culkin's tribute was especially moving. He called her Mama and wrote, "I thought we had time." They shared that on-screen mother-son bond in Home Alone, and she later praised him at his Walk of Fame ceremony in 2023, calling his performance the heart of that film's enduring magic.
It's worth saying, O'Hara's work influenced generations. From sketch comedy through quirky indie mockumentaries to mainstream sitcom success, the suddenness of her death makes you hear her voice and see her characters all over again. She's survived by her husband, Beau Welch, and their sons, Matthew and Luke.
Next, Bruno Mars. Big news for vinyl lovers. He's the 2026 Record Store Day ambassador. That's a high-profile pick. Bruno's launching a busy year with his first album in a decade titled The Romantic, and a world tour to mark Record Store Day on April 18th. He's releasing The Collaborations, a compilation with tracks like Uptown Funk, Die With a Smile with Lady Gaga, and the Grammy-nominated Apt with Rosé.
He filmed a video at Moondog Records in Las Vegas talking about his love for physical formats, record stores, sleeves, the tactile experience. Ahead of the album release on February 27th, Bruno will host listening parties at over 200 record stores across the U.S., starting February 25th to roll out The Romantic. If you're into vinyl culture, that's a major moment. Classic record store energy mixed with a superstar rollout.
Record Store Day co-founder Michael Kurtz praised him, calling out Mars's genre-spanning career and his passion for music. Participating stores are listed at recordstoreday.com if you want to find a local event.
On to hip-hop. J. Cole's The Fall Off drops February 6, and a new Uproxx piece suggests this could be Cole's retirement album. Jeremy Hecht argues Cole stepped away from the crown chase, he's not chasing Drake or Kendrick, and is focused on one mission, to finish with what he calls his best album yet.
Hecht points to a note Cole left about giving himself a decade-long challenge to make his best work, and says Cole might be aiming to top 2014's Forest Hills Drive, or at least match that achievement before riding off. Hecht thinks we'll still see a tour or a mixtape, but that The Fall Off is meant as a capstone project. For fans, that raises the stakes. Is this the last major statement from one of the decade's defining voices?
We'll know soon, but it's a good time to listen to Cole's catalog with fresh ears, to see the thread of someone refining craft and perhaps preparing to step back from the spotlight.
Switching gears politically and musically, Bruce Springsteen showed up in Minneapolis to perform at First Avenue as part of a national shutdown protest, joined by Tom Morello. This follows his recent song, Streets of Minneapolis, about killings tied to ICE agents and a broader outcry over federal enforcement actions. The shutdown called for no work, no school, No shopping to protest funding ICE.
Springsteen's been outspoken against the current administration and released that new song with a video. The White House pushed back, calling it irrelevant. Having a figure like Springsteen perform at that protest is a clear example of artists using platform and stage for political expression, and it drew attention quickly.
Back to tribute notes. We already mentioned Culkin's Instagram post. He included a Home Alone still and a Walk of Fame photo. It's a reminder of how personal these public figures' relationships can be across decades of work.
On reality TV, Real Housewives of Orange County is heading into season 20, making it the longest-running franchise entry. No original cast members remain, but one longtime housewife has been a consistent presence. Casting isn't fully official yet. Two departures are confirmed, several returns are rumored, and there's talk of an OG making a comeback. If you follow the franchise, expect lots of nostalgia mixed with fresh drama.
Music and culture piece next. An expansive look at Black women in electronic dance music. The roundup highlights 2025 projects from Kalila, Rochelle Jordan, Amare, Sudan Archives, FKA Twigs, and KEAA, all pushing the boundaries of dance music and reclaiming its Black roots.
Pink Pantheress gets special attention. She positions herself as a producer first, traces garage band roots, and has won recognition including Producer of the Year at Billboard's Women in Music. She's mixing UK garage, drum and bass, pop and breakbeat, and despite being labeled a TikTok artist, she's building a substantive production-focused career and collecting Grammy nods. The piece is a hopeful argument that Black women are reshaping EDM and deserve wider industry recognition.
Film Festival News. Between Brothers, from Dutch filmmaker Tom Fasserat, premiered at Rotterdam. It's a personal documentary about his father Rob and brother René as they dig into orphanage pasts and reveal a major family secret. The film shifts from archival portrait to road movie search, and Fasserat talks about the ethical risks of filming family and how humor becomes a survival tool.
He framed this film as part of a personal trilogy and said audience feedback from his earlier work shaped how he approached this one. The film explores lineage, trauma, and the responsibility of a filmmaker towards subjects who are family. A layered conversation for documentary fans and anyone curious about memory and storytelling.
Before we wrap, a quick reminder of the connective tissue here. Creators and performers using their platforms, whether in music, film, or protest, and how audiences respond with tribute, with vinyl purchases, with critical scrutiny, or with activism.
That's our roundup. If you want links, full articles, and playlists, check the episode notes. We'll be back tomorrow with another cultural quick hit roundup. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this mini episode, subscribe, rate us, and share. It really helps. See you next time.